breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
99 cent stores are closing. I feel bad for budget-conscious shoppers, and even worse for manufacturers of take-a-penny, leave-a-penny trays. Christopher Nolan will be knighted with the title of Sir. It's an honor reserved for true visionaries like Paul McCartney and Mix-a-Lot. Delta will start boarding passengers using zones. For example, if you sit near the door of one of their Boeing jets, you're in the danger zone.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, that was a bust. Yeah, I took the afternoon off from work to see the solar eclipse Monday. And what do I see? Clouds! Thanks a lot, Mother Nature. Good thing I went off in search of those super hard-to-get eclipse glasses. No, it's fine. I'm happy to drive from store to store, looking in the big box stores and every gas station from Plymouth to Honesdale, because I need them to safely see the eclipse. Except I couldn't see it because the skies were so cloudy. Yeah, cloudy like the water in the Susquehanna River. Cloudy like my Aunt Bernice's vision due to her glaucoma. Cloudy like my judgment that time when Shelley and I went to that Penn State frat party and I eclipsed in the front yard. So yeah, didn't see squat and missed half a day's pay. I haven't been this disappointed, hey, since that frat party at Penn State back in the day.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Well, tried to watch the solar eclipse through all the clouds Monday. I mean, I kind of saw it for a second or two. It was like when you were a kid and you watch HBO scrambled on the TV, hoping to unscramble just for a second so you could see a boob. Yeah, it was just like that.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
I'm not going to stop, so you might as well forget it. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. There's something I love to eat that people in my family, my friends make fun of me for. It's a potato chip sandwich. It's really the snack of the gods. Here it is. White bread, not toasted. Regular white bread, not stale either. Butter, and then some Ruffles or classic Lay's potato chips, and you smush it down just enough to crack those chips. You put it in your mouth. It's delicious, okay? So over the weekend, I'm eating that. I might get made fun of for it. I'm like, it's delicious. What odd things do you love to eat? That's what I want to know this morning out of the Rock Lines, Rock 107.
How about bologna and grape jelly?
You used to eat bologna. Do you still eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Amy, checking in on Rock 107's Rock Lines. What's those odd foods you eat?
Well, my dad used to make me and my sister noodles and ketchup when we were kids. Like, just ketchup with, like, elbow noodles or, like, spiral noodles.
Uh-huh.
And some cheese on it, like the Parmesan cheese. I still eat that.
Martin, checking in on Facebook.com/AngryProspector, says white bread, butter, raspberry jam, peanut butter, smashed up cornflakes. Yum, yum. Well, okay. To each their own, I guess, right? Debbie says, my ex-husband used to eat mustard on his hard-boiled eggs. Maybe that's why I divorced him. Oh, I get it. Rock Lines, Rock 107, what are those weird things you ate?
It's a macaroni and cottage cheese.
Macaroni and cottage cheese.
My mom always did it. It's very popular in our family, but we get a lot of weird looks.
I'm sure you do, but okay, sounds good. All right, man, thanks.
So good. It's warm. You got to boil the macaroni, brown some butter, throw the macaroni back in the pan, add in cottage cheese, mix it all in. It's to die for.
We got more calls about odd things people eat, Rock 107.
I like to break up saltine crackers in a bowl with some milk and eat them like cereal.
Saltine cereal.
Yeah.
Desiree, grape jelly on grilled cheese. I've heard a couple of people say something like that, Jez. Joe, pork and bean sandwiches. Whoa. And Linda says, I drink milk with my pizza. My wife does that, too. I never get it. Out of the Rock Lines, Bill, what's those weird combinations you're eating, dude?
Hey, how about butter and sugar on white bread?
Butter and sugar?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that, you know.
Still to this day, a slice of white bread, a little butter, some sugar, and butter on the other one, and away you go.
All right, one more odd food call, the odd things you eat, Rock 107.
Banana and mayonnaise on toast.
I don't even know if that's that odd. I think the mayonnaise makes it a little odd.
It was odd to me. My husband turned me on to that, and I never, ever heard of it.
And what do you call it? Do you have a name for it?
No. No, do not.
You know what? You need a name for it.
Yes. What would you call it?
The name I've come up with is way too dirty to say even on the phone to a person.
Okay.
Chuck on Facebook.com/AngryProspector says, my girlfriend eats a peanut butter and bologna sandwich, and Mel, bologna with ketchup and Fritos sandwich. You had me to the Fritos, Mel.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
A bunch of people at an Arkansas park got married during the eclipse on Monday. They thought it would be a unique way to tie the knot. Although not that unique, around 400 couples from 25 states were there. It was pretty romantic, though, and free. All they had to really pay for was their marriage license.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107. Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
If you watch enough movies, it may seem reasonable to fake your own death to get out of any problems you're dealing with. But there's a lot more to it than just never being seen again. A 39-year-old man in Kentucky named Jesse Kipp has admitted to attempting to fake his own death, and he gave it a lot of effort. He accessed the Hawaii Death Registry System using details of a doctor living in another state and created a case for his own death. He assigned himself as the medical certifier for his own death and then certified it. Amazingly, that did work. At first, he was listed as deceased in many government databases. The police say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying more than $100,000 in child support to his ex. It's unclear how he was caught, but it sounds like he got a little too hack-happy. He was also accused of fraud for opening bank accounts with a false Social Security number, and he also hacked into business, government, and corporate networks with information he stole from others, and then attempted to sell the access to networks online. Look, maybe it was a slippery slope. If you just faked your own death, you might want to avoid attracting attention to yourself here, right? He could have been sentenced to 30-plus years in prison, but agreed to a plea deal to serve 7 years and pay $500,000 in fines plus restitution. He'll be sentenced later this week.
Nominee number two.
Have you ever tried to fight a speeding ticket? I mean, good luck, right? But this lady probably has a good case. A grandmother in East Cleveland, Ohio, named Joanne Gibson, recently got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. The fine was $105. But the weird part is, she wasn't driving, and there's proof. An automated traffic camera handed out the ticket, and the footage clearly shows her car hooked up to a tow truck when it happened. The truck driver was the one speeding, but the camera scanned Joanne's plate instead and issued her the ticket. It happened in December after her van broke down. She says she went to a nearby police department to show them the mistake, but they told her to contact a third-party vendor that operates the camera. Her local news just did a story, and the president of her city council is trying to help her get the ticket expunged, because even if the fine is just waived, it would affect her insurance rate. News reports said it's mostly about how the camera shouldn't have been there in the first place. The council recently voted to have it removed, but the tow truck driver part seems like the more obvious reason to waive the ticket.
And the winner is...
the man who didn't want to pay child support, so he tried to fake his own death. You are the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees. For Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.
Now that the college kids are done with the ball in the basket, time for men to scream. Time for the Masters. This week, on CBS.